Welcome to Hot Breath Comedy Fam. On Monday, May 13th, I am teaching a clean comedy workshop. The last four I have taught sold out very quickly. So if you want to learn about clean comedy, the business side, where the line is, how to write clean comedy, go to the link in the description of this episode and we'll see you there. Hot Breathiverse, what up? Welcome back. We got a special Type 5 podcast for you here. I am sitting in traffic on the way home from the World Series of Comedy up in Indianapolis. And I was thinking about my experience and then thought I would share it with you. So, that being said, and all this without wrecking while sitting in traffic here going through Nashville, I think the main thing I learned and experienced from my couple days at the World Series of Comedy, this was one of their satellite shows they do, is just how important your environment is. In the Drew Thomas interview that we did in a Waffle House at like midnight, and he was just spitting game and all sorts of stuff about life on the road and the business and all that. And one of his major tips was that if you want to start getting booked, then surround yourself with comedians that are getting booked. So that really hit home with me at the World Series of Comedy this week. And thinking of, yes, there is a small entry fee to actually get into a satellite show, but the return, this wasn't even the main event. This was one of their satellite shows. And I met several people that book shows. I'm talking like five or six people that book shows that we exchange information that were very interested in working together and me scheduling, you know, kind of a run of shows through the Midwest. So that being said, your environment, being at an event like this, surrounding yourself with other comedians that aren't just at open mics, just doing the same jokes over and over again, but these are comedians actively pursuing the profession of comedy. Get around those people as much as possible. I even count listening to podcasts of, you know, other successful comedians. So I consider what I listen to, what I consume as part of my kind of nutrition towards what I'm trying to do. So if I want to start getting booked more, maybe I listen to a podcast about getting booked more. Take it another step further, start surrounding yourself with comedians that are getting booked. Follow comedians on social media that are doing what you want to do. A big thing with Andrew Schultz episode we posted last week was to figure out what you want to do, find who is doing that, and then strategize how you can do it better than them. The World Series of Comedy was an amazing opportunity to connect with other comedians that are wanting to do what I do, or that are doing what I want to do, and they are willing to help because they saw I was proactive in also being at this event and doing the profession of comedy and not the hobby of comedy. So there's a big difference. So if that's something you're interested in, I think the World Series is a great entry point into that. The interview I did with the owner of the festival, his whole mission is to get comics booked more. The winner of the festival gets like, it was like over 30, almost 40 weeks of work. So that, yeah, I mean, that's unheard of. And if you don't do the World Series, I'm just saying, look for opportunities, look for environments, look for different ways you can start connecting with comedians that are getting booked, that are actively pursuing what you want to do. And you have to be proactive, all right? This doesn't happen by accident where you just, oh, let me just stumble upon. No, I mean, you're gonna have to invest in yourself, invest in your comedy, and really be proactive. Nobody's going to do this for you. But what all I'm doing is just relaying my personal experience from this weekend. And it kind of just reinforces what the past few interviews we've had on Hot Breath have been about, which is surrounding yourself with comedians, being mindful of who is out there actively pursuing the profession, and challenge yourself to do that. A lot of people want change without changing anything. So if you feel like you're stuck in a rut, well, what can you change to get out of that? A very small step is to start surrounding yourself with like-minded comedians. So the traffic is lightening up here. This tight five, I will not run the light. Go out there, connect with comedians. Get on the Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network. Connect with other comedians that are wanting to do what you do. That's how you're going to start succeeding faster. I am also doing a fun affiliation with the World Series of Comedy. This week went so well, and they're such a big fan of the podcast, that anyone that goes and registers on their website, there's a form you fill out, and they ask you where you heard about it. Let them know you heard about it on Hot Breath, or let them know you heard about it from me, Joel Byers. And then that'll also help in supporting the podcast as well as supporting your own comedy career. So whatever you do, get out there, be proactive. This is the year, peeps. This is the year, all right? So start taking control of your career. I'm happy to help you however I can. Feel free to reach out. Social media, the website, hotbreathpodcast.com. Any and all, I'm going to get off of here before I get a ticket, but I love you all so much. Keep grinding out there, kids. And we'll see you on the next one.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.